Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Giant Talk in the Volvo Sailing Podcast. And we have guests from New Zealand and the London Boat Show. From Down Under, BMW Oracle's Dirk Derrida gives us the lowdown on what it's like to sail the new AC45 America's Cup boat on its maiden voyage. While Camper Emirates Team New Zealand skipper Chris Nicholson brings us up to date with the team's Volvo Ocean Race campaign. We talked to Ben Ainslie about his Team Origin disappointment, his run of victories at the end of 2010, and look ahead to 2011. And we chat to all-round good egg Mark Cavell on a brilliantly left-field project for the 2012 Olympics. Keep listening, it really is a cracker. OK, without further ado, it's the Volvo Sailing Podcast News Headlines. As the AC45 makes a debut, John Craig is announced as PRO for the 34th America's Cup and the AC World Series and Louis Vuitton Trophy. There's a split in the Barcelona World Race fleet. Leaders at the time of recording, Estrella Damm with Spain's Alex Paya and Pepe Ribes on board. Nathan Outeridge wins the Zeke Moth World Championships, while American Brad Van Loo has secured his second leg victory in the Velux Five Oceans. A 21-year-old Brit, Daniel Henderson, is the new Musto Skiff World Champion, and Pascal Bidegori's Maxi Tri Banque Populaire looks set to start its transatlantic record attempt any minute now. But now it's off to Auckland and the first impressions from the AC45 as it makes her maiden voyage. And one man on board was BMW Oracle's Dirk Derrida. Here's his verdict.
Extremely good, actually. We started off leaving the viaduct here in Auckland, and within about a minute and a half of letting the tow line go, we were flying a hole with wing only in about 9 knots of wind, which was extremely encouraging for the light air performance of this boat. So it was a happy surprise from within 2 minutes of leaving the dock.
What was the feeling before you got in the boat? What were you worried about? What you might be facing?
Well, this boat was designed to be able to sail pretty much from 4 to 30 knots of wind. And especially that from 20 knots to 30 knots is always a bit of a worrying wind speed in multi-hull, so the bows are pretty big on this boat. And the wing size was built for that wind speed as well. So we put pretty big front sails on it, or the ability to put front sails on it to make it fun and exciting to sail in light air as well. And with the boat being able to fly the hull in 8 knots of breeze without a front sail, it's very encouraging, which will mean it will be a good boat to sail in very light air, and it should be safe enough to sail in a lot of wind. So we can pretty much go sailing any time now.
Dirk, how does it compare to previous boats you've sailed in the America's Cup, particularly given the last edition of it?
The last edition, every time we put the boat in the water, it took us a good 10 days for us to sail in a straight line for more than 10 minutes without alarms going off or running into problems with structure or something not working on the boat. Yesterday we did everything we wanted to do, and we didn't have to stop once for structural problems or load problems or boards not working. It was all... it came out of the box working pretty much instantly, which is which I think is very, very good. And especially with the wing, which is quite fiddly, it works. Everything works like we wanted it to work. So it's a huge credit to the design and the build team of getting it where it is now.
I was going to say, that's a pretty quick turnaround to have got something from the conception to actually launched in this time, isn't it?
Yeah, I think 4 months ago there was no drawing for this. So yeah, as they were building it, they were designing it. And yeah, we've only sailed with it for 4 hours now. So we still need to, we haven't sailed in a big seaway, but we sailed at max lighting moment, so we saw maximum loads. And so far it's very good, yes.
Dirk, I hear it looks absolutely incredible. I know this is radio or audio, so it's difficult to get that necessarily across, but what was your impression when you first saw the boat?
It looks cool. The bows look like a big A-class, like it's got the negative bow on it, the wave-piercing bow. The rudders are hung underneath it, not at the stern, so they sort of look like a proper race boat. The foils look quite, you know, they're nicely angled, so it looks like a real high-tech race boat. It's black, so that always gives it a bit of a racing edge to it. I think it's done pretty nicely, personally. It looks an awful lot like the Alinghi, which, you know, was a sexy-looking boat. And this looks similar. And after looking at the video of yesterday and sailing on it, we're going to have a lot of fun with this boat in class, I think.
Have you had other sailors who might be in the next America's Cup getting in contact with you and saying, what's it like yet?
Yeah, we've got several emails, and there's quite a lot of people here in Auckland that are associated with the Cup through various teams, and they've all come in, and because we're based in the old Team New Zealand base, and they've all come in and had a look at the wing when it was on the floor and when we were launching it yesterday, from Team Artemis and Team New Zealand. Everyone's been in and had a look. So yeah, it's been incredibly good to look at all that stuff and meet all those people and talk what they think, and everybody's looking forward to go sailing, I think.
Dirk, you mentioned the fact that it's designed for anything from 4 to 30 knots. Previous America's Cup boats have had a pretty narrow window of conditions they can sail in. Do you think this is going to push the event forward, if you like?
Yeah, I think the main aim for this was is that there's no delays for too much wind or not enough wind. So the boat should have big enough soft sails to sail, let's say, from 3 to 12 knots and make it spectacular. And from then on up to, I think we can pretty comfortably sail this, well, I'm not sure if it's comfortable, but we'll be able to race this boat up to 30 knots, which is a lot of wind, sustainable wind speed. So although we still have to test the high end of the wind speed, the boat was very comfortable in like 13, 14 knots yesterday. So I think up to 20, 25, it's going to be very doable, and above that, you can still race them, I'm pretty confident.
Dirk, a final thought. You've sailed a lot of America's Cup boats, you've sailed a lot of Volvo boats. How excited are you by the move to fixed-wing multi-hulls for the event?
It's a good move, I think. The whole wing development is it's very early on. Like, even the wing we put in the 45, which is pretty much a copy of what we had on the big wing. If you compare that to, let's say, a C-class wing, there's room for a lot of development, and I think everyone's going to have a great time developing these boats because the speed potential is so big compared to, let's say, a version 5 boat. I think there's going to be big gains and losses to be made, and I think everyone will have a great time enjoying doing those developments. And the racing will be fun, it'll be exciting, it'll be quick, and it looks like we're going to be able to race in light to very strong winds. So I think there'll be on-time starts, which will be good for everybody else. We'll keep testing it over the next 10 days before other teams can come and play with it. And so keep following the internet, and we'll try and keep it upright and go as fast as we can with it.
Now, Camper Emirates Team New Zealand announced the crew for the next Volvo Ocean Race last month, but Christmas got in the way as far as we were concerned, so working on the principle of better late than never, I finally managed to catch up with skipper Chris Nicholson to find out how the campaign's going at the moment.
It's good. The boat's in good shape. We had a huge push on before Christmas to get the deck on. Neil Cox has sort of driven things very well out of the yard, and we left for the Christmas break pretty much on schedule, which for a Volvo campaign is almost pretty rare.
I was going to say, you've done a few now, Chris. Have you ever been this, well, not you, you're never ahead of the game, but have you ever been sort of this close to being on schedule before?
No, I'd have to say no, but we're also, you know, this is third generation boats now, so we should be, you know, we really should be on top of it. So, you know, where we are is where we expect to be, nothing more.
So the last time I think we spoke, Stu Bannatyne had joined. Any other names that you can tell us about who will be aboard the boat?
Yes, yeah, we did an announcement in Spain just prior to Christmas of the entire crew. So we're fully announced and on the Volvo website.
Yes, Chris, I know we will of course check the Volvo website, but you couldn't just run through the team, could you?
Absolutely, I was hoping for that question. Yeah, we got Stu Bannatyne, who's a watch captain and co-skipper. Will Oxley is our navigator. We've got Adam Minopro and Daryl Wiseling, who will fill out part of our under 30 positions. Andy McLean, who will be trimmer, driver, pit, you know, all rounder, and you know, and just general handy guy. Got Chuny, our Spanish component, who you know, this is his fifth race now, I think, in the Volvo, and just brings in so much experience and just all round capabilities. Got Rob Saldhaus, who was with us at Puma and just great guy to have. And also Mike Pimenta, who's our boat captain, who'll be out here in a couple of weeks to start taking on those duties there. And also Tony Ray from the Emirates Team New Zealand America's Cup side previously, and who's just done the round the world before and just brings in huge experience. And our media man is Hamish Hooper, who's on some of the clips, as you can see, he's already been in here and been very nice with the team.
Well, a lot of names there. We sadly don't have time to talk about all of them, but I guess we should just spend a little time on Roberto Bermudez, Chuny Bermudez. You touched on it there, hugely experienced, but you remember what he brings to a boat, sort of turning around the Delta Lloyd campaign on the last race, doing so well on Acer Abloy two races before that. This is an interesting person to have aboard there, Chris.
Absolutely. You know, this wasn't a prerequisite from anybody. This was like, you know, pick your wish list of people to get on board a Volvo campaign, and he's right at the top of anybody's list. And I just, you know, I spent some time with him before Christmas just talking about the program and that when I was in Spain, and he's just a solid guy for this event. You can see why he's been thought of so well over the years. As a whole, I think we've got quite a pretty cool team. It's I've spoken before about, I guess, you know, on paper it might not stand out to people like a traditional Volvo team, but, you know, when we look at the individuals and the work ethics and their skill areas, it's a really good fit within the whole group. We've got Chuny, obviously our navigator, Will Oxley.
A man we know from previous Volvos and worked with Puma last time. Now, there is obviously a couple of names that stand out there, Chris. Adam Minopro, coming from the World Match Racing Tour. How did that come about?
Well, you know, I reckon when you start each of these programs, you look for the, you know, like, we got such short crew numbers, you know, like, you know, 10 sailing crew members and one media guy. That to me is a short-handed 70-foot boat. So I reckon you always take one on board who can be, you know, like your wild card, your potential person that can really stand out and make a difference during the race. And, you know, like, and that person for this one's going to be Adam.
Now, I have to ask, Chris, because Grant Dalton, back in about 2000, took a bit of a punt on Chris Nicholson at the time. Is there a bit of the situation that reminds you of how you started in Volvo races?
Absolutely. You know, I'm seeing a lot of similarities for him. I've gone almost feeling sorry for him. He's going into the deep end, but we'll make that transition as smooth as we can from our end. And you know, I'm pretty excited to watch and see how it all goes for him. I think it'll go well.
Now, Chris, as skipper, how has it been putting the team together? Have you enjoyed that process?
Yes, in the end, yeah. You know, there was certainly some times there in the early days where, you know, there's like so many good guys in the world of sailing that would give their eye teeth to do the Volvo. But, you know, we had, you know, you have so many constraints in order to form the team as a whole. And, you know, with that in mind, and the end goal. You know, obviously the bad part about it is letting people know that we don't have a position for them. So now that we've finalised and settled, it's really good.
So what's next for you, Chris? You're obviously back up and running in the new year and everything sort of full systems go again. How does the next couple of months pan out as far as you're concerned?
Well, you know, like we're still 3 months before we can get out of the shed, so we're just onto the internal fit-out of all the systems. So we've sort of got parts arriving daily from one end of the boat to the other. So now it's more so, you know, the system. So our boat captain, Mike Pimenta, comes out here in a couple of weeks to New Zealand. So he's got a job list about as long as your arm. So, you know, and the guys are coming trickling in between now and April. So, you know, it's more so now just refinement of all the design work that we've done. It's just I guess it's the icing on the cake.
So as far as looking around and seeing who else is involved, how are you feeling at this stage of the campaign?
I think it's like anything. You're always, you know, we're always trying to do better, you know, on a daily basis. But, you know, it feels like at the moment we, you know, we're not having to play catch up on our design process. You know, we're still where we thought we should be at this stage. You know, no one's taking it easy, but you know, we're on track to be on time and on budget.
Just a final thought, Chris. You've been in this situation before. This last year goes past pretty quickly, though, doesn't it?
Oh, you know, and I look back at the last year before this date, and you know, it's just flown by. And yeah, we don't have a spare day, but we've been saying that for over 12 months, so nothing's really going to change.
Chris, look forward to catching up perhaps nearer the time here when the boat's in the water and how that's going, but for the meantime, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Guy.
Next, it's Ben Ainslie at the London Boat Show as Henry Lloyd announced a sponsorship deal for the Volvo GBR Youth Sailors. And, of course, Mr. Ainslie came through their ranks.
An interesting year for you one way or another, 2010. Finished very well, but a few ups and downs on the way, I guess.
Yeah, it was obviously a very frustrating year with Team Origin pulling out of the America's Cup. You know, a few of us have put a lot of effort into it over last two or three years, so a very disappointing situation that unfolded with the move of the America's Cup. But yeah, I mean, we made the most of a very difficult year, and it was great to end off with Team Origin with winning the World Match Racing Championships, and then for me personally getting back into the Finn, and ended up with a win at the final Olympic classes together in Melbourne. So good end to the year, but obviously this new one, very important year coming up.
Now, you mentioned we'll draw a line under 2010. I think we covered all the main bases there. Congratulations on the wins. But where does that leave you now coming into 2011? Obviously back in the Finn. What are any other projects on the back burner?
Well, I mean, the America's Cup is still a big goal in the future. It's obviously interesting with it moving into multi-hills, so there's a chance I might do some of the Extreme 40 circuit, the Extreme Sailing Series. But really everything that I do has to fit in and around the Finn program that sort of takes the lead this year, and that's the focus.
When the America's Cup was announced for 2013, Olympics in 2012, was that always going to cause something of a problem?
Well, it was going to be difficult for sure. I mean, obviously spent a lot of time thinking about how to deal with the situation, but in the end, the decision got taken out of my hands, so I guess I'm fortunate in that respect. But no, I'm still obviously very disappointed with Team Origin, in that we got the team into a very strong place in terms of the management, the design team and the sailing team, and that was, you know, what we'd all worked towards. So it's a real shame, but hopefully the opportunity will come around again.
I hope it does, and I hope when it does we get to hear about it. Thanks very much, Ben.
Well, delighted to be joined at the London Boat Show for this latest edition of the podcast by Mark Cavell, Olympic silver medalist, media crew member on Team Russia, Oman Sail, and now something a little different, or completely different, to quote Monty Python, the Boat Project, Mark. Can you just run through what you're doing now?
Well, I got a call out of the blue from a friend of mine who's involved in the art world, and she called me because she knew that I was the sort of guy that didn't turn projects down, and like the list you've just said, Guy, I'm pretty good at taking on different projects. And it was pretty crazy. The idea was pitched to me that there was a group of artists that wanted to build a boat out of thousands of donated timbers. Articles, not just timbers, but things like wooden spoons and cricket bats and walking sticks. And I thought to myself, well, you know, it's only timber at the end of the day, and we can bring it all together. And then I heard more. And the more is the fact that each piece of timber isn't donated just because it's a piece of timber. It's because it has a story, an idea, a piece of history, some sort of power and some sort of energy, like all the precious things in our lives you hold up and you cherish. And the idea of the stories coming together and being embedded in this boat, that really caught my imagination. And I've been a boat builder all my life. It's been the backbone of my kind of income. I've always fallen back to that when there's other things going on. And I know the power of West System. I know the power of epoxy glue. And there's nothing we can't do to bring those little bits of timber. We can lay them up and laminate them into bigger bits of timber. We, you know, we can make very solid beams out of tiny bits of timber. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So we'll bring the whole thing together. Lots of hundreds of bits of stories in little bits of wood, bring them together, make bigger bits of wood, and make this 30-foot modern little race boat.
It's an extraordinary adventure and concept, and I was very touched by the first piece that came in, which was a girl who had her grandmother's mirror that her boyfriend, like all boyfriends do, had kicked and broken, but she wanted the wood from the outside of the frame to be used for this project, and that is the very much almost the essence, as far as I can see from the presentation, of what you're trying to do. But there's also an Olympic aspect to this as well.
Yeah, this is a new concept to me, and certainly my father was pretty au fait with it all, because he could remember the 1948 Olympics. There used to be a cultural element to the Olympic Games that we've let slip in recent years. And it really goes like this, that the ancient Olympiad was not just a sporting affair, higher, faster, but also a celebration of people and the arts, statues, art, culture, acting, poetry. And in 1948, there was a cultural element that went alongside the Olympics as we know it, the modern Olympics, and they actually gave medals for poetry, believe it or not. And someone told me that there was a medal for town planning, which at that time of the year I can hardly believe. But you can see how the concept works. And the London 2012 team have re-energized that and has put the word out all across the country. And there are now 12 art projects, very well funded, with a lot of momentum, incredible pieces of art going to be coming from all these bodies. And it'll bring a wider volume of people to actually be part of the Olympics itself.
Now, how do people donate their treasured items? And don't worry, we can edit this in later, so plenty of time to get the card out. But so, Mark, how do people donate their treasured items?
Well, it's like all these things. You need to follow us on the website. It's very simple. It's www.theboatproject. So that's www.theboatproject. And we'll put all the news, all the donation days. We're going to go as far north as Milton Keynes, out east to Chatham, and everywhere in between. We'll do donation days. I think of it like the Antiques Roadshow, apart from we actually get to keep the bid. So that's what'll happen, and we'll bring all these things together. And when you donate, we take a picture of you, we tape your story, we sometimes video you, and all of those stories and things, they will come together. Those pictures come together in a book at the end. So not just the boat, but the book will tell the story of the boat.
It's a wonderful project, and we wish you every success. And I was thinking exactly what I can bring along. I have my first cricket bat, which is no longer usable, so I'd very happily be donating that. And Mark, but apart from the boat project, what else is on your horizons over the next for 2011?
Well, amazingly, I'm looking forward for a year in the UK. I've travelled so much, so I'm really looking forward to being in one place for a while. But I'll be watching the Volvo, and I've just come back from the Sydney Hobart, where I did a bit of media. I really want to pick up a camera and get out on the water again, but this is going to ground me for a while.
Well, I'm Guy Swindles, and that brings us to the conclusion of another packed edition for Jibe Talking. Please join us again next time, but in the meantime, remember to check in at regular intervals to www.volvooceanrace.com.